Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. We're broadcast worldwide on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, you can go to SEOQueen.com and book a complimentary strategy session. Just go to SEOQueen.com and book a Reach More Clients Power Session. And so I also want to encourage you guys to check out and register for the SEO Queen Reach More Clients Power Conference. It's taking place on Saturday, July 22nd, 2023. So we're going to be in beautiful California at LA Create Space on Hillcrest Avenue in Inglewood. You can go to seoqueen.com/conference to get more information and to purchase a ticket. So without further ado, today's guest is the founder and CEO and the mastermind behind one of the newest, hottest online business directories in the world, FacilityAccess.net. So if you have not heard about FacilityAccess.net, you definitely want to make sure that you get your business on there. They have free listings and it helps to boost the visibility of your website. So I want to introduce to some and present to others, none other than the owner, founder, CEO of FacilityAccess.net. How are you, Samuel Harrell?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. I appreciate the invite to be here today.
Okay, awesome, awesome. So what inspired you to create this platform, FacilityAccess?
Well, it's really a long story and very long, just to say it's long. I started out years ago working for NASA and on the Apollo Soyuz space program, moved from there to the Department of Defense and worked in at the Pentagon. And so that, from a foundational standpoint, from a technical perspective, that's where I started. But years later, as time went on, I ended up owning and operating a building maintenance company in Colorado Springs. And right about the time the new internet came into play, that would be in the mid-90s, I decided to sell my company and enter into the internet world. And in doing so, was able to form some collaborative partnerships with one of the nation's largest wholesale distributor and formed that business. At the time, it was called FlexNet. But we all know that the dot-coms bombed. Well, that's the reality of life. Things don't always go the way you plan. But if you have a focus on doing business and doing things the right way, you learn from those stumbles and you progress. Ultimately, I ended up starting FacilityAccess based on that experience, and Facility being the beginning of that with the facility maintenance industry. But I started FacilityAccess having learned the fact that not many small businesses have the ability to compete with the larger players out there, especially when it comes to technology, financial resources, and other kinds of things. And so I pulled my experience and set FacilityAccess up with the idea of leveling that playing field and offering small to medium-sized businesses a competitive advantage. So that's a summary.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So I want to get a little bit deeper into, the challenges that small businesses face. So, like, what specific ones resonated with you, and how does Facility Access address that need?
Well, it's interesting that when I first started out with the building maintenance business in Colorado Springs, I had to overcome a lot of the perceived notions that perhaps the skill set to operate a business of that dynamic demand was something that couldn't be accomplished readily by a small business. And so in short time, after investing about $1,500 in that business, inside of 2 years, we were generating $2.5 million in business in Colorado. And that included Denver as well as Colorado Springs. So I think the great challenge is overcoming what people's expectations or underestimations of what they expect you to be is what I was facing. And so I had to apply a lot of patience, a lot of stick-to-itiveness, a lot of practice in the things that I knew worked, and stay to those things. And that was really what I think. So small businesses have a challenge because they're small. They're underestimated because they're small.
Right.
Yeah.
So, when you talk about the challenges that small business face, how did you overcome the objections that people had to your maintenance and janitorial company when you had it in Colorado?
Well, I started out developing tools, technology, using technology back in those days, because with the building maintenance industry is primarily a labor intensive industry that it's more people oriented. Mm-hmm. At the time, there weren't a lot of technology being deployed that would enable a small business to actually stay in touch with his business, including employees at different buildings they were maintaining. And so I deployed a lot of technology and came up with some ideas for estimating tools and communications tools that I put into place there. That helped me. Ultimately, companies began to see that I was able to serve their quality control needs by having these tools in place. And before long, I was getting contracts with the Colorado Springs Airport and the city of Colorado Springs government and other locations. So that was kind of what it was. I had to become a practitioner of technology applying to a labor-intensive industry. That was what helped me, I think, primarily.
When it comes to, businesses leveraging technology, it really can be a game changer. And so how has Facility Access allowed companies to improve their effectiveness?
Well, again, we go back to the fact that small businesses don't generally have the kind of available resources financially, skill sets, et cetera, that the larger, more experienced, better resourced companies have. And so, again, approaching this thing from the standpoint of empowering small and medium-sized businesses, helping them to level the playing field in their respective areas, you find technology that can be readily deployed to them that is cost effective.
Right.
You allow them to have access to the same kinds of things that the big guys have, but you make it a price point that is reasonable, that won't deprive them of their bottom line or tack so much into their bottom line that it affects their profitability. And so that was the things I was faced with when I was operating my business. So I apply that same anxiety, if you will, to businesses now through the Facility Access platform that enables me to actually do that for them. And so there are a lot of things that I, as an entrepreneur and as an owner of this technology, I have to go outside of my particular space and involve people like yourself and others who have a skill set that can help me to become more improved, to be more effective at what we're doing. And so that's what I do now.
Okay, that's awesome. So explain to our listeners exactly what is facility access.
Facility Access is an online business directory. Its primary objective is to provide a listing to all businesses, regardless of their size, wherever they may be in the world, give them an access to the technologies that are there. We then provide them again free access, so everyone gets to be listed at no cost to them. But we also, in honoring the fact that we want to empower these companies with technology that can improve their circumstance or help them become more competitive, we also provide them access through some marketing plans that we have to technologies that will enhance their capabilities. These are built-in tools. Many of them are built into the system. We enable them to do it themselves, to develop their own content, to develop their blogs, to post those blogs, to create coupons, to do a host of other things that are not readily available at a low price point that other technologies offer. So I think that's the big issue. We want to empower. We want to encourage and bring together people into a technology space that will enable them to compete effectively in the world that we're in these days.
That's awesome. So I know that this platform has a lot of great features, and it's really awesome that you're looking to empower business owners. Can you share with our listeners some of the features that businesses can use to promote their business, regardless of their size?
Sure. I'm going to start with coupons.
Okay.
These days there are other companies out there that do coupons. I won't mention their names, but they're out there. And what they typically do is they charge a company, again, who's a small business without a lot of margin for profit. They charge them commissions and or middleman fees that taps into that margin. We don't do that. We enable through our program or our platform to enable companies to create coupons of their own. Post those coupons through our platform, and we network the pl our platform with other online sources through Facebook, other social media programs, et cetera. So they're able to actually get the same kind of global exposure that other coupon generating companies get to. So that's one feature. And let's say if they spend $10 or $20 a month on our marketing plans, they get access and the ability to do that. And that's a fixed price. That's something they can budget. That's something they can depend on from a budgeting perspective. So that's one. We also have the ability for them to post blogs. These days, we know that blogging is an important thing when it comes to generating traffic and exposure online. People can write articles about the things they do. They can tell their stories. They can share those stories with people who may come to their websites and tap into their knowledge. Blogs are important, so we give them the ability to do blogs, again for that same price point, $10 to $20 a month. They can do that. Think about that now. All of a sudden, they have a way of publishing themselves to the world. Basically, to the entire globe through our platform and gain access to backlinks to other social media websites, et cetera. So those are just two things. And of course, we have others, but those are just two I can think of off the top of my head.
Okay, that's awesome. So, what type of how many businesses are on the online directory right now?
Currently, we're approaching 70,000. We'll have 70,000 listed by the end of this week. We are growing at an average rate of about 400 new members every 7 days, and that's been happening since actually since we entered into COVID-19. Just to give you a scale of growth, in March of 2020, we had 13,000 businesses listed, just 13. And if you think about that, we're not quite 3 years, so maybe just 3 years out, and we now have 70,000. So we anticipate being well over 100,000 businesses listed on our directory by the middle of the year. So we're excited about that growth.
That's awesome. So one thing that I like, because, you know, the SEO Queen has a profile on facilityaccess.net, is all the lead generation and communication tools. Like, you're able to get referrals, you're able to communicate with other businesses. There's a lot of really great information and tools that allow you to interact. So what interactive features and tools can you share with our listeners?
Well, everything we have fundamentally is interactive. Let me just start that as a foundation. Mm-hmm. I think it's important that communications remains open, an open field, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so to have an interactive platform that we have is important to anyone. We have the ability to, for example, in our financial models, our membership models, we have the ability of setting up companies who have more than one location. Maybe they're a bank. Perhaps there's a restaurant who is a national restaurant that is listed with our directory, and all 1,660 of their restaurants are listed with us. Well, that restaurant is able to communicate direct with each one of their respective restaurants nationwide, share advertising, communicate promotions, all the kinds of things that they want to do with their associate restaurants, and as well as tap into and provide that information to their customers. So that's just one, to give you an idea of the dynamics, that's okay. One feature that we have.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So tell me more about, like, the journey of entrepreneurship. Like, you had a very successful janitorial company, and then you transitioned to this online directory. What would you say has been one of the most gratifying experiences with your online business directory so far?
Well, it's been a journey. I think that's an appropriate word. I think the most gratifying thing for me is the lack of, or the will to continue to work through it, even though when people look at what we have and they debate whether this is a good thing or not, many naysayers will say, well, you're wasting your time and your money. There are other directories out there. Everyone is doing this kind of thing. We hear all those things. Those are the things that are happening that you hear that can kind of give you a sense of perhaps I should just walk away from this thing. But the most gratifying thing to me is, as an entrepreneur and applying myself to a creative sense of things, the ability to stay with it and to see that staying with it results in a positive, an outcome. That's the key to me. How many things have we walked away from in life that had I stuck with it just a little while longer, it would have made a difference in the world?
You know, Sam, I talk to so many people who tell me, oh, I wish I would have stayed consistent playing my violin. I wish I was more persistent. Mm. They're like, oh, you sound so good. Because, you know, in addition to being the SEO Queen, I'm also Lady Z, the violinist. And I think for me, what resonates with what you just said is the consistency and the persistency. Mm. Those two things, if you could do those two things, you don't even have to be, you know, 100% competent. If you even 10% competent, but you're consistent and persistent, you're going to get some success.
That's right. I think when I think about people like Steve Jobs and Bill Gates and others, not everybody's going to hit that mark that they hit.
Right.
And while they may not hit that mark, the mark they do hit, which maybe may fall short of that, is not a lost effort.
Exactly.
You see, so it's same thing with basketball players. We see cities filled with kids who think, well, I can be like Mike. they don't quite get that that place where Michael Jordan and others are. Mm-hmm. But they're very competent, very efficient, very productive, and very successful at the game. The same is true in anything you do in the world, including business, is
right.
Stay with it, become proficient at what you do, and allow people to see that you're committed to what you're doing. And when they see the commitment, when they understand how much you're focused on making it happen, they become allies and supporters. And they become those who actually, you know, preach the preach, if you will, share the message about you and right. what you're doing.
Right. I think the consistency piece is so important. It's so easy to get discouraged. And I mean, this is why I always tell myself when it gets tough in the going, I tell myself, walk by faith, not by sight, because I don't always see the harvest as it's coming up. Just like when you plant seeds in a garden, you don't see the seed breaking open and pushing through the ground until it's already pushed through the ground. Right. And all because you don't see any, I love the garden. And when you first put the seeds down, all you see is dirt. All you see is dirt for a couple of weeks until that seed finally starts to sprout up. But when it does, it's just a great, awesome moment. And so it only comes from persistency and determination and consistency. You have to consistently, you know, take the weeds out, consistently water your plants. And the yeah. same thing with your business. And so I really, you know, just looking at Facility Access, I think it's a pretty awesome platform that allows for business owners to really showcase their brand. Can you talk a little bit about how business owners can showcase their events and products on facilityaccess.net?
Yes. Not only do we allow them to have their own platform, or I should say their own profile, and that profile is created through a dashboard that is owned by them. It's protected, password protected, branded to their business. It allows them to actually showcase everything they do. Some of the things that we have in there for showcasing features like galleries. We have a photo gallery that enables companies like real estate companies or maybe a clothing store to take pictures of all their products and post those products in that gallery. And then Facility Access enables them through special arrangements to have the ability to post their gallery on our homepage. And that way, when people come to Facility Access, and of course our traffic is really doing quite well these days, a lot of people see those galleries. They see all the other things that are posted there. And the gallery is just an example, but they see what it is, that small business located in some small town in the United States has this product that they have, and they can actually draw business from across the globe. So all of a sudden you realize that they used to say that all business is local. That's no longer true. The internet has made the globe local. And so we can do business wherever we reach people. And that's the piece. But that's just one element. That's just one product that we have. We have videos that we allow you to post your videos on our website. We can create marketing campaigns for you through our website. We offer you professional services. You want to do some email campaigns? We can do that for you as well. We have the ability through our personal relationships with other professionals to do SEO assistance and services. There's a plethora of things we've done, not just with the technology, but by positioning ourselves well within in the technical world to give our members the ability to have access to the same kind of services at a reasonable rate.
That's awesome. So, Sam, what are three takeaways that you want to share with our listeners about entrepreneurship?
I think the first thing is understand truly what entrepreneurship is. There's a characteristic that exists with entrepreneurs that are not necessarily always recognized. An entrepreneur is not a business person, although he has the understanding and can do business. His, you know, business is someone who can do business by the numbers. If he follows a script, he can do what the business says. You sell someone a franchise, they follow that script. They can successfully do business. But an entrepreneur is someone who actually creates and develops opportunities for himself and those around him. Again, I go back to Bill Gates and Steve Jobs. These are entrepreneurs. These are people who created opportunity.
Right.
And that to me is what an entrepreneur is. Another takeaway is an entrepreneur is someone who is stays with it. He has a sense of himself, a degree of confidence that says, no matter what happens, I'm going to see this through because I believe in what I'm doing. Can he be proven wrong? Oh, absolutely. We're human. We live in a world, things go wrong. You know, we've seen that happen even at the level of state and government. So we see those kind of things happen. But an entrepreneur stays true to himself and believes in what he's saying and supports the people around him. And he's actually focused on people rather than just purely themselves. I think the third thing, as I'm talking, I'm realizing that the third thing is an entrepreneur is someone who's true to family. I think that when you have a family that supports you, my wife and I are 35 years together. She's seen me go through it all. When she supports me because she's in my corner. She's not just a supporter, but a fan. And she believes in what I'm doing. She's seen the evidence of what I'm doing. And she has backed that. So I think those three things, if you have a sense for your business, sense for yourself, a concern for people, and a support system in your family, you have the opportunity to be very successful as an entrepreneur.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So how can people connect with you and learn more about Facility Access and your entrepreneurial journey?
Well, I have a website called SamuelHorrell.com, and that gives some bio about me and some other things that I've done in my life, including the space program and so forth. But they can go to that website, which is a personal website, and I do some consulting work through that. But they can also go to facilityaccess.net, and they can learn more about Facility Access and get into the weeds there. And of course, at any time, if you have questions that you want to ask, I'm here for that. I have a link that allows you to book time with me, and we can actually have a one-on-one discussion about some of the opportunities that are there. In fact, we've created some new opportunities that are being promoted starting this year, where companies or individuals can actually have their own version of Facility Access in their respective city or state under their name, and they can generate revenue through that platform as well. So there are things that we're doing that, again, helps us to reach entrepreneurs and to help them along the pathway. I would say, you know, get a hold of me anytime. My email address is samh@facilityaccess.net. I'm there to answer that question, any questions you may have for me in that regard.
That's awesome. So do you have any shout outs that you'd like to share before we conclude the interview?
Z Scott. I'll tell you that.
Tell me more.
I'll tell you that as progressive as I think Facility Access has been on its own, up until I met Z, which I think was in October of this year.
No, it was August of last year.
It was August. It was August of last year. That's right. I'm getting ahead of myself. 2023. It was August of last year. That's right. We began our journey together, and she has helped me immensely in understanding the whole SEO world to understand the way of generating traffic and causing people to see us, to be attracted to us, to want to come to our location. I've learned a great deal. Yes, I've done these things on my own, but there is a science to SEO. And I think if you don't understand the language, the science of it, you'll miss it. You'll waste a lot of time. So I am grateful to Z in that regard. I also have a number of people who are joining me now on that, what I call the local city partners. to get their own directory for their respective city or community. Those are joining me. We have a young man in Hawaii who's joining me. We have a young man in Chicago. We have some folks here in Tucson, Arizona, where I'm headquartered. And so this process is beginning, and we have the opportunity to deploy you in 108,000 locations throughout the nation. So if you're interested in that, please feel free to touch us with that in mind as well.
Well, thank you so much, Samuel, for the shout out. Thank you for coming on to the SEO Queen Tech Show. And I really want to encourage all the business owners who are listening or watching this in the replay, I want you to go to facilityaccess.net and claim your profile. To me, Facility Access is the bee's knees. It's better than Yelp. It's better than DMoz. It has so many great features for a fraction of the cost. Like with the free version, even with the paid version, is so much cheaper than Yelp. Oh my goodness. So you definitely want to get your business on there and get your business out there. And so you've been listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show. It's a podcast to help you get more visibility, credibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. We are broadcast worldwide on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. And I don't want to forget, thank you so much for listening. You can go to SEOQueen.com and book a Reach More Clients Power session. It is a 15-minute strategy session that is 100% complimentary. You don't want to miss out on that. And again, I want to thank you, Samuel Harrell, for being my guest on my show today. And don't forget to sign up for facilityaccess.net. I think I said that before. I'm going to say it one more time. Don't forget to sign up for facilityaccess.net. This is your host, Lee Scott. And until next time.
It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Get visibility like never before. The traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. The traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.